Y'all pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. God has me on a task that sometimes is not easy. No time is easy. But this is just one that's really not easy for me. But just pray for me. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me.
Yes, yes.
In such a very special way. That's why I praise you. Jesus, we come just to say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord. Lord God, we pray right now that you would visit us in this moment, oh God. That you would speak a word in this place, Father. God, you gave me a big task, but God, I thank you that it's not about me, that I don't even have to speak, God, because you're going to speak for me. So God, I just bless you right now, God, and I give you praise for what you're getting ready to say, God. God, I just pray that our hearts will be open and our minds will be receptive to what you have to give us, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you right now for your presence in this place, oh God. God, move like you've never moved before. Walk up and down each and every aisle, oh God. Lord God, arrest our spirits in the name of Jesus, oh God. Arrest our minds and our thoughts, oh God. Let our thoughts be of you, Father. Lord God, we want to do everything that you are calling us to do in this season, oh God. So God, we thank you right now, God. I thank you for my pastor. I thank you for my first lady. I thank you for everyone that's assembled in this place, oh God. Lord God, we thank you and we give you the praise, oh God. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. And on your way to your seats, you may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. I need you to help me with my sermon topic. Because God wants us to get this out into the nations. All over. So my Facebook posters, make sure you post it right, okay? Post the topic right, because this is what the Lord wants his people in this season to know and to do. Touch your name and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The Lord is going to talk about it.
The Lord is going to talk about it.
And he is telling us.
And he is telling us.
That recess.
That recess.
Is over.
Is over. Is over.
He said, we talk about it, we preach about it, we teach about God's love. We preach about it, we teach about God's forgiveness. And God does love us, and he is a forgiving God. He said, but you never talk about my wrath. He said, when your kids get to the place where you have told them over and over and over again to do a certain thing, and they do it the way that they want to do it, how do you feel? You get upset and you get angry, right? I say, yeah, God, that's true. He said, well, that's the same way I feel about the body of Christ. He said, I tell over and over again, but yet still you choose to do the way you want to do it. And God says, recess is over. Well, what do you mean about recess is over? It means that, you know, when we were in school, some used to call it recess, you might call it PE in these days and time, I don't really know. But, kind of took me down rather quick. But recess is when we're out playing and we're having so much fun on the playground. You have your studies first, so you're in your class and you're learning. So after that, you're in recess. You go out for a period of time and have recess. Well, recess don't last all the time. There's a time when you have to come back in and get back into your studies. And that's what God is saying. We have to come back in and get serious about what God has called us to do. Because we don't expect for God to, we hear so many people say, well, God knows my heart and, well, that's just how I am, you know. But how long do we expect for God to take those excuses? God is speaking to the body of Christ. And I was listening to one of my mentors, Dr. Cassandra Scott. She was talking about Hurricane Harvey. And this is along that time when God began to give me this topic. And she was talking about Hurricane Harvey and what Harvey meant. So I went back to look it up myself just to see what Harvey meant. And it says Harvey means iron or blazing. And then she said the first place that Harvey hit was in Corpus Christi. So I went back and I looked up the meaning of Corpus Christi. And Corpus, you know, a corpus is a body. Christi is Christ. So it's the body of Christ. So I was like, wow, wait a minute. Harvey blazing. Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. So I said, God, what are you saying? He says, I'm warning the body of Christ.
Yeah, right. Come on now.
I am warning the body of Christ. I was like, okay. He said, we do a whole lot of stuff, but we never really think about what God really thinks. We used to wear the bracelet, WWJD, you know, but do we really wonder what God would do? But a lot of us, we don't want to come back in off the playground. We want to continue to play. Because when you're playing, you're unaware of your surroundings. The enemy can creep in because you're unaware of what's going on around you. Because you steady want to play with Mary, or you want to play with Jimmy. So your focus is off. So God is calling our focus back in. We feel as though we have time to play around. We feel as though we have time to party. We feel as though we have time to cheat. You know, God, he over there on that side of town. He ain't really worried about what I'm doing right now. He ain't got over here to this church just yet. So we feel like we got time to live unholy lives. Not so. When we're in sin, we're not focused. And the devil plays tricks with our mind. He knows that our mind is occupied with foolishness. So he keeps us bound. And God wants us to be aware. He wants us to know when the enemy has invaded our ranks. Matthew 4 says that the devil tried to tempt Jesus when he was fasting in 40 days, 40 nights. He had been fasting, so he felt like that he could tempt Jesus. He thought he could, but he really couldn't. Because he felt like Jesus was unoccupied, but Jesus is never unoccupied. He's always aware of what's going on. But we get preoccupied with stuff. What's going on in the world. We get preoccupied with politics. We get preoccupied with everything else that's not pertaining to God. So then the devil tries to, we really give him too much credit, y'all. We really do. Because God allows him to do whatever he's going to do. So we just give him the hand over. We just let him have his way. Because he really has no power. God has all the power. And because we are connected to the power source, we have power. And if we would just use our power, the devil won't be able to come in. So that's the ammunition he uses because we're unfocused. So that way he reels us in. Because he come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. He's out seeking whom he may devour. But if we stay focused, now look what happens when we stay in recess, when we stay out playing. We get tired. Yeah. Then you're not able to fight the enemy. Because you're tired. I don't want to go to church today. I'm tired. Then we get slowful. Because our bodies are worn down. That's what the devil wants us. Because if he can keep us worn down, he knows our focus is off. So we're tired. We can't do anything. Spiritually and physically. Because if we never nourish our physical bodies, we're going to get weak. Yeah. Same with the spiritual body. If we never feed our spiritual man, it will get weak.
Yeah.
So when the enemy comes up against us, we don't know what to do. Because we're weak. We physically and spiritually weak. So it's too much playing, God says, in the church, in the body of Christ. Now, this is not going to be one of them popular messages. So he had already told me, he said, you just stand and you just talk.
Amen.
And you just stand and I'll do everything else for you. Oh. Pastor, you preached two weeks ago in a row, too. What was your topic again? Because I can't remember.
In the way, on the way, please get out of the way.
Yes. And then God told me, he says, get in, get out, or get run over.
All right, man. All right.
I said, now God, now what you saying? He said, you're in church Sunday, giving God praise. And on Sunday evening, before you can hit the door, you're on the phone gossiping. Backlight. I told you the devil comes to steal.
Come on.
So when you get that word on the inside of you, you either gonna get in it, God says, or you get out of it. You can't have one foot in here and one foot in the world. You can't do it. God says either you all in it or you all out of it. Or you're gonna get ran over. Because we out to get the devil on the run. So if you in the way and if you got half in, half out, you're going to get ran over because Satan is going to get, he's already been defeated. Satan has already been defeated. He makes you think you okay. See, he's tricky. He'll make you think you delivered. So don't get the big head and think, oh, I got it made, so I ain't got to really, you know, putting a whole lot of work into it. You got to stay on your knees. You got to stay in your word daily. And don't think that just because I say I'm saved and I got it all together. No, we still got work to do. This is a daily task. The Bible says deny yourself daily. This thing is bigger than us. But God is greater than all of us. And God can do anything but faith. So he'll get you in the church and think, you'll think that, hey, I'm saved, I'm delivered, I ain't got nothing to worry about, I've been in this game for a long time. He come. The devil like, wait a minute, hold up, let me. That's why most of the times when you think you're delivered from something and it comes back around again, it knocks you down so hard because you done took your focus off of it. That's all that is. You have Shirley Caesar, I love it. She have a song and she's out praising God in the backyard, you know. And her sister ran to her mama and said, Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama got there, she said, oh, she ain't playing this time. See, you know when the Spirit of God comes in. You know when God is moving in your life. Because you can't play with this thing. You want to go another direction, but God said, this way you're going to be. It's the Bible says the devil will fool the very elite. So we have to trust God in everything. That's all I'm trying to say. God said you can't, it's time out for counterfeiters.
Yes.
You can't be a counterfeiter. That means when you're saved and trying to sneak back, you know, to the clubs. Let me tell you, when you try to sneak in and sneak there, you stand out. When you have the Spirit of God upon you, you stand out. You can't go in the clubs with your girls and your guy friends and be on the dance floor and be talking about you going to party, you going to dance, because you're going to stick out. The glory of God is going to come out. Because they're going to be swaying one way, you're going to be on your church way. So you're going to stick out. Same way in the body of Christ. The devil can't hide up in here too long. Because God begins to reveal things. He begins to open up the eyes of the people. So then he begins to see what's going on. So you can't hide. Tell your neighbor, you can't hide. So we can't think that we got it all together. God says he's speaking to the body of Christ. He says, I send warnings after warnings after warnings.
Yes.
For us to turn our life around. For us to do what God says do in the word. Paul says in Hebrews 5:12, he says, but now you should be teachers. But you still need somebody to teach you. We should be showing examples and teaching our young people.
Yes.
I can't tell my girls what type of relationship to be in. Well, now, what type of man to get. Right. Don't get nobody that's beating you all upside your head or somebody that ain't giving you, you know, taking care of you financially. If I got somebody beating me all upside my head, ain't taking care of me financially, laying up at the house with no job, how can I teach them? I can't teach them how to dress if I dress the same way they dress. You understand what I'm saying? So I have to walk and teach the things I preach about is the things I have to live about. I have to live out what this word says. Because I know that eyes are on me daily. That don't mean I get it right every day. But it means that I press toward the mark. Young men, brothers, y'all can't teach the men how to pull their pants up if you're sagging too.
Yes.
How to be faithful to one woman and you got four or five of them. You just can't do that. Because our young people are watching us. So we have to live the life before them. So we should teach them how to be young ladies. Teach them how to be young men. That's what the Caleb Crusaders is all about. They're trying to teach the young men how to be young men.
Yeah.
And that's our job. So Solomon tells us that that was one of Ecclesiastes. Solomon tells the young people, he said, he was talking to the young, but this is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Listen to the verse 9:11-9. It says, "Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know that for all these things," so everything that we do, you can go out there and have all the fun in the world that you want to do, but just remember that God will bring thee into judgment. So everything that I go out there and I call myself trying to do, I just got to know that God is going to bring me into judgment. And I'm going to have to answer for everything that I chose to do that was not of God. So recess is over. It's time out for playing church. The street lights have come out. We got to submit ourselves unto the Lord.
Amen.
You know when the street light come on, you ought to be in the house by that time when we was young kids. That's how we knew we were supposed to be in the house. And I had one sister that always got in trouble. Was never at home when she was supposed to be at home. And Bendia had to go with that bread spoon and get Denise off the block down there because she wanted the party extra longer than she was supposed to. But recess is over. You got to know when to come in. You got to know when God is calling. God wants to get our attention. With all the chaos that's in the world, we have to come together and pray. And I ain't talking about no any kind of prayer, y'all. I'm talking about power for prayers. You got to have some power in your prayers. These lights would never burn if they never got with CenterPoint or whomever the electric company is. If we don't plug into the right power source, then our power will never work. We have the power to heal the sick because God gave it to us. And I can't understand if we say we are God and we're connected to God, then why people don't get healed?
My God.
Why people come into church and be the same way that they came in here? It bothers me. Because I'm like, God, if I know you're powerful and I know you're a healer, you was healing way back then. I know you're healing right now. God, I know if you're doing it now, you're going to do it then. So we got to have the power. God says, I've given you power. I've given my people power to defeat the enemy, to pray for our country. But if we don't get right, our country will never get right. God says, I got to start with my people. We got to do what God is calling us to do. We have to do what God is calling us to do. People will never change if we live one way on Mondays and another way on Sundays. Because the world is watching the church. And they're waiting on the church to mess up. They watch us and they scrutinize preachers all the time. Because they want to see. Let me see what she all about, what he all about. We have a rough time, but God is greater, and God can do anything but fail. So if we put the Lord first in our life, and if we connect to God, I'm telling you, folks, you're going to start seeing miracles in the house. God says, if you put me first, if you plug into the power source, you're going to start seeing healing in the house. Folks going to come saying, what must I do to be saved? People are going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and be saved. God is going to send people this way, but we got to be ready for them.
Yeah.
He ain't going to send nobody up in here until we get ourselves ready. This is just the rehearsal. So he's teaching us. He teaches us in Sunday school. He teaches us the word of God So we got to get in here. We got to get that word and eat it up.
Yes.
We got to get in here and ask questions.
Amen.
What was God saying here? And what was he saying there? If you don't understand the word, ask. Because God is going to send some people our way, God, and we got to be ready.
Yes.
We got to know what to say.
Amen.
And we got to be living the life. When he sent them to us, yeah, I pray we live, we doing what God is calling us to do when he sent them. So we ain't got to be trying to justify what we doing and try to make what we doing right before we can even minister and say what the word of God says. God wants us to be about his business, that's all. God wants the church to open up their eyes in the spirit and see what's going on. God says, I have placed you here. I gave you the Holy Spirit as a comforter, as a guider. He's here to guide us. He's here to lead us. He said, because we got to work right now. Because if we don't work right now, when night comes, it's too late. It's too late. God is taking his people home. And I don't know about you, but I want to be ready when he called my name. And not only that, when the great day of judgment comes, I want to hear him say, servant, well done.
Uh-huh.
Thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
That's the words that I want to hear.
Yeah.
Not, you didn't do what I told you to do.
Yeah.
But I want a crown of life. You know,
yeah.
I want my rewards. So I have to do what God tells me to do. I have to say what he tells me to say.
Right.
Don't worry about what people are going to say. Just do what God called you to do. He called each and every one of us to do something. He called us to do something in the world. Something in the church. He gave us an assignment. And God wants us to carry out the assignment. He gave Jesus an assignment. Jesus didn't put it down. He could have. He could have walked away from it. But he didn't, because he knew that God's word had to be fulfilled. He knew that we was on our way and we was going to need a Savior. He knew that we were going to be sinful in our ways. He knew that we were going to need help. We were going to need some forgiveness. He knew we weren't going to always get it right, and we still not going to ever get it all the way right until that day he calls us home. But he wants us to strive and do the will of God while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. So as long as I'm in this world, I have to know I'm the light of the world. So that way, when I'm out in the streets, I have to be the same way that I am when I come to the church. Because I am the light of the world. And somebody needs Jesus. We all need Jesus. But somebody don't know him like you know him. Somebody still trying to find him. They don't know that Jesus died on the cross. They don't know that because of the shedding of the blood, that's why we're here. He died for the remission of our sins. They don't know that. So we got to tell them that the blood still works. The blood still works. We got to let them know that the blood still works. We don't want to deceive anybody, because that's what Satan does. Satan deceives you. We used to say back in the day, he plays. But that's what it is. He makes you think one thing. But God is able. If we put our hands in God's hands, God say, I'm able to do anything. He said, all I need is some willing people. So who want to be willing for God to use you? It might be unpopular, but I'm willing. They may not like me, but I'm willing. It may seem crazy, but I'm willing. I'm willing to be used by him. Amen. Praise God. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Standing all over the building. Standing all over the building. Remember that recess is over. It's time out for playing church.
Yes. Yes.
Because God is on his way back.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I've sung at 2 funerals this week, within the last month. 4 total that I've been to. 4 total. My friend's mom passed away September 17th was her birthday. She said, I'm going home. She said, get me ready. She said, get my hair done because it's my birthday and I'm going home. Get my hair done and give me a new outfit. When she went to bed, normally she'd tell him to turn the lamp on the side. She didn't tell him to turn the lamp on this time because she said she was going home. She went home to be with the Lord. 2 weeks ago, just passed, her father went home to be with the Lord. God is calling his people home. And I don't know about you, but I want to be ready when he calls my name. I don't want to be found with my work undone. Because we're never too young and we're never too old. God is calling us home. So don't act like just because you've been in this place forever and a day in church and you've been doing it and doing it and doing it, don't think you've got it all together. Because the enemy will trick you. Because we're striving every day. I know I am. I'm striving every day to do what God has called me to do. Is it easy? No. I will never stand here and tell anybody that this is an easy task. Because he said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures. So he already knew that it wasn't going to be easy because it wasn't easy for him. But if you endure to the end, he said, I'll give you a crown of life. Come on and put your hands together and give God praise. If you're in this place and you need a Savior, now is the time. I wouldn't leave this place the same way that I came in. If you want to be saved, now is the time. If you want to be delivered, now is the time.